Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
We've been talking about it today. PG&E is set to declare bankruptcy later this month. State Senator Scott Wiener is looking on the bright side. He issued a statement earlier today saying the move could create an opportunity for officials in San Francisco. How so, Phil?
Well, what he's talking about is something that has been long sort of discussed in San Francisco, and that's the idea of setting up our own utility. You know, Alameda does it, Palo Alto, other cities have done it, and it's been cussed and discussed for decades in San Francisco, the idea of PG&E, take it over. But it's going to be a costly proposition, because while we might create the power up at the O'Shaughnessy Dam in Hetch Hetchy, getting it to San Francisco and other cities, that goes over PG&E lines, and when it goes into the house, that goes into PG&E lines as well. So you'd have to be buying them out. They're not just going to hand them over to you, even in a bankruptcy, although you might get them on a sale rate.
So, Phil, who gets to make that call?
Well, the voters of San Francisco made the call once, and it was no. The idea was one about 15, 20 years ago, they voted, and it was contested by PG&E. They fought it at the ballot box, but the voters said no, and it was on two fronts. One, there was concerns about the cost, because it doesn't necessarily just mean that because your city or your county is running something, it's going to come in cheaper than it is now. And the other one was, the joke was, do you want the people that run Muni to be running your gas operation when you come home and light the stove? That was sort of a skepticism about whether cities or counties can. Now, they have in various areas, but they got in on the ground floor, and this would be taking over an existing structure at a time when we're going for green power and bringing that in from outside the state. As a matter of fact, there are already sort of these green power cooperatives within San Francisco, Marin, and other areas that are buying green energy outside of PG&E, but they'd still come over the PG&E lines, and just opting out of that was going to cost somewhere in the neighborhood of $25 million. So you're talking major money here.
So the big upside, I guess, if this goes through, is local control over your power source?
Yeah, that would be it, that it would be local control over your power source. Now, for all the foibles of PG&E, the people say, hey, do you want these people at the Board of Supervisors to be running your power as well, or are they going to actually make it better? You know, the state PUC is supposed to have been overseeing a lot of the things that are in question now, including the safety standards and the clearing of the lines and such. And so one of the questions is, well, if you're not happy with how the state PUC runs it, why would you put them in charge of it if they're not doing their jobs either? This is going to be a complicated situation. Everybody's holding their breath for the next 2 weeks to see if PG&E actually files for bankruptcy, because before filing for bankruptcy, there was talk of trying to maybe bail them out and pay off the people, or help pay for the damages made by the fires, or give PG&E some help with that. Now that it's gone into bankruptcy, the mood is different. If it goes into bankruptcy, then the court takes the precedent. That takes it out of the hands of the cities and everything else for quite some time. So I think it's going to stay the way it is right now, and that'll give people also time to say, okay, is it time to reconsider? Can we do a better job? Should we break it up? Is it just too big to handle itself?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.